Move Sideways, aka the Krabby Fix sequel, by Jerrykeen, read by Patica. Disclaimer: not mine, no disrespect or offense intended to anyone. Warnings: crack, crab fic, sequel to Crabwise. Author's notes: for Mingling Crab, who gave me the strangest prompt in the history of prompts, beta by Mingling Crab. Chris wakes up in the middle of the night because Adam isn't in bed with him. It gets really cold when he isn't there to snuggle. He gets up, scratches his stomach, and pads towards the living room, where you can see from the hall that a soft light is on. Chris is so not giving Adam a back rub if he falls asleep in front of the TV again. He's beginning to think Adam does that on purpose. But no, Adam isn't sleeping. Chris can hear him muttering. I know you don't like change, but I really think. Chris leans against the door jamb and rubs his eyes. Adam is sitting cross-legged in front of Balthazar's tank, talking to the crab. Again. It's a much better place. You'll see. I know you're going to like it. No, make that trying to convince the crab. Chris clears his throat. Adam whips around, his face clearly saying, busted. I was just. Chris raises an eyebrow. I had a nightmare. Adam is crazy, like completely certifiable. He talks to his crab and thinks it actually talks back. But his face. Chris is so in love with his face. He thinks that at some point he'd probably be okay with him talking to inanimate objects. Sitting down behind Adam and wrapping his arms and legs around him, Chris rests his head on Adam's shoulder and sighs. Tell me. Adam's brow furrows in concentration. It's a little vague. There were robots, I think. Chris nods. Of course there were robots. It was like an invasion, and you were crying. Chris frowns at that. Why is he cast as the crying guy? He doesn't cry much. And they were throwing crabs, Adam says, appalled. I was trying to catch them, but there were just so many, and I didn't know which one was Balthazar. It was horrible. Chris runs a soothing hand through Adam's hair, dropping a kiss on the soft skin of his neck. He seems really agitated over this whole thing, which Chris knows has nothing at all to do with robots or invasions. Worried about the move? Adam bites his lip. He tilts his head towards Balthazar and says, sounding mostly serious, he doesn't want to go. Chris sighs. He very much doubts the crab has opinions on where they're going to be living. His owner, though, could be having second thoughts. Which kind of hurts, okay? But that doesn't mean Chris doesn't understand. He was married once before. Would it help at all if I said that I really want you too, to be there? Adam smiles softly. It does. He pulls Chris's arms tighter around his middle. See, he tells the crab, Chris wants you there. That's not what Chris said, but whatever, if it makes Adam feel better. In fact, Chris can do him one better. Balthazar, Chris says, addressing the crab, who's just sitting there. I picked a great corner in the living room for your tank. You'll have a view. Balthazar doesn't respond, though Adam still nods at him, as if confirming something. Didn't I tell you? Then he leans back in Chris's embrace and says, I love you. A smile creeps up Chris's face. They'll be just fine. More than the crab? Adam pauses, thinking about it. Chris shakes his head. You know what? Don't answer that. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you for Jerrykeen for giving Blanket permission to record her fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at jerrykeen.rockandroll.com/fic/movesideways.html. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.